A little more income, a lot more outgo.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Bill Radke. U.S. consumer spending rose at its fastest pace in nearly 8 years in August. We got that report from the government just a few minutes ago. Spending increases cannot last forever if our incomes don't follow. The government says personal income rose at a much slower pace in August. Some of the credit for the higher spending goes to the now-expired Cash for Clunkers car incentives, which has helped General Motors. Still, GM is shedding brands, and you can add another one to the list. Saturn is about to go away after a deal to sell it to Roger Penske fell through. Marketplace's Elisa Roth reports.
It was a bold idea. Roger Penske would buy the Saturn brand and turn it into a car company without a manufacturer. It would have used the existing dealer network to sell cars made by another car maker. Today, the French car maker Renault said it was the one Penske had been talking to and that its board rejected the idea. Eric Merkel is an independent auto analyst. He says that's what did it in.
It's pretty much a lost cause. There's not really much he can do with that company without automobiles.
There were rumors Penske had been talking to other car makers, too, including several Chinese companies. Merkel says probably nobody else could make Penske a good enough offer.
He didn't feel any kind of an arrangement like that was solid enough to go forward with a deal.
Closing Saturn will get rid of 13,000 jobs. The company's 350 dealerships will also shut down. I'm Elisa Roth for Marketplace.
Some fresh news on unemployment this morning. First-time claims for jobless benefits rose 3% last week, but the number of people continuing on unemployment fell to just over 6 million. That is the lowest level since early April. European stocks are off by 0.5% this morning. Asian markets were mostly lower today. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow lost 30 points to 9,712. Today, we will say hello to the fourth quarter and goodbye to a third quarter that saw the Dow gain 15%, best quarterly performance in more than a decade. A report card on the federal government's programs to reduce foreclosures is not good. Just 12% of borrowers have gotten lenders to modify their loans. So, starting today, the Treasury Department will require financial institutions to say why they reject requests. Reporter Danielle Carson has that.
1 in 12 mortgage loans are circling the foreclosure drain, according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. Housing advocates say when banks reject a loan modification without a reason, a borrower can't make needed changes. Now that banks will have to explain why a modification didn't go through, it will help because
the public will start to get a sense of why these loan modifications aren't happening faster and on a bigger scale.
That's Kathleen Day with the Center for Responsible Lending. She cautions the new requirement can only help so much.
Unless there is some stick that says that if you don't do it, someone else is going to do it for you, the pace really won't pick up to where it needs to be.
Advocates say bankruptcy judges should be allowed to force banks to modify loans. A spokesman for the American Bankers Association says a big reason lenders often deny a loan modification is that the borrower is out of work. In Washington, I'm Danielle Carson for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by SunGard. $25 trillion of investment assets are accounted for with software from SunGard Financial Systems. More information at sunguard.com. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 750,000 tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
Who will succeed Ken Lewis? That's the next question after the Bank of America CEO announced he will retire from the bank by the end of the year. Some of America's biggest banks have announced changes to their overdraft policies, but that is not stopping Congress from considering a crackdown. Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus is here. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
What is bugging Congress?
Well, they're looking at overdraft charges and not liking what they see. Here's a little context, Bill. banks are expected to bring in about $38 billion this year from overdraft charges. That's more than twice what they were drawing in a decade ago. It's a very important revenue stream. And you think to yourself, okay, that's fine. They're offering a good service. You overdraw your account, they'll cover you for a fee. Everyone's a winner. Now, lawmakers are thinking, look, this would be fine if they were straight shooters. They're not, at least according to lawmakers. There's two practices they're focusing on. First of all, automatic enrollment. They are putting people into overdraft protection plans without even asking permission. So before you know it, you overdraw your account and they're charging you fees and you're saying, wait a minute, nobody asked me. The other one is the ordering of transactions. Right now, most banks do it from highest to lowest. In other words, your biggest bill gets paid first and then all the other ones follow. And that might sound okay, except for the fact that that biggest one chews up all your money if you're living paycheck to paycheck, as many people are right now, and suddenly all the little bills that follow get slammed with a fee.
But didn't some major banks just say last week they're going to change those policies voluntarily?
Yes, they did. They all stepped up, in fact, and said they have heard their customers' pain and they are responding, and that's why they're changing their policies. And yet when I asked, well, aren't you kind of responding to some of the pressure from Washington? They all said, no, 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 no. I find that hard to believe.
Okay, but David, you're at least glad they're making those changes for whatever reason, right?
I sure am. And most consumer advocates, too, will say, yeah, this is a good thing, but it's a baby step. Here's what they're not doing. They're not going to give you the chance to opt into the program. Instead, they make you opt out. Well, every study shows that an opt-out situation favors the business because most consumers can't be bothered to opt out. The other one, too, is the banks are going to continue doing the ordering of transactions from highest to lowest, which favors them over the customer, instead of chronological order, which would favor the consumer.
Los Angeles Times business columnist David Lazarus, thanks.
Thank you.
And finally, capitalism may have one less thing to worry about. Michael Moore's latest film, Capitalism, A Love Story, opens this weekend, and Moore says it may be the last time you see him ambushing CEOs to deplore their greed. He told the Fox TV station in Washington his documentaries don't seem to be doing much good, and he'd like to make an action comedy. In Los Angeles, I'm Bill Radke. I hope you'll visit us online. We have a musical feature there now called Recession Rocks. Music to liven up your downturn, including a Marketplace playlist at marketplace.org. Thank you for tuning in. Have a terrific Thursday.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.